It takes practice to identify rituals and protect what is important to and for the individual. The next step is what you do with the information you have gathered on rituals and routines. You should ask yourself, what does this ritual or routine tell me about the person? One thing you can do is start to think more about the different types of routines a person has and why. Sarah and Leanne just shared their morning routines. Think about the other types of routines a person has. What things can you do to help support a person's routine? How can you communicate these important steps to other staff? It is also important that you don't let routines and rituals limit the person to the same thing every single day. If George has a routine after work that involves having a snack and changing into more comfortable clothes so that he can enjoy being outside in his yard, what are some things you can do to support him? Maybe you can introduce different snacks or activities to participate in the yard. Or because his routine shows a preference for being outdoors, maybe you can look for other outdoor activities that fit into his preferences and routine. Think about what you learn about George because of those rituals and routines.